Good morning, fellow sojourners. As we step into the new year, it is filled with infinite possibilities, and I want to ask you one question this morning. What are your expectations for 2024? What are your dreams? Or shall I ask, when last did you dream? You see, the reality is that we all start off with big dreams. Think back to when you left school. I remember being filled with plans to change the world and make a real difference in the world. But somewhere along the line, we stop dreaming. I believe that the reason we battle to live in expectation is because we face so much disappointment on a daily basis. And because we are let down so often in our lives, our dreams are set aside and instead they are replaced with dread for the new year. When we look at the definition of expectancy, it says having or showing an excited feeling that something is about to happen, especially something good. When we look at that, we immediately see the words excited feeling. And I know that many of us are feeling anything but excited for this coming year. But that is not how it is supposed to be. If we truly believe the word of God, there are so many promises available to us, and we have so much to look forward to. But so often we choose to think of the worst, and it robs us of so much that God has planned for us. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 promises, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." We should all be living in expectation as children of God. A good way to look at it would be to study how an expectant mom behaves. Think about it. I always look at my friends and see that they first paint the room and they make it all pretty. And then I know that they normally try and eat better and they take supplements for the baby, even though the baby's not born yet. And then they painstakingly, as a couple, prepare and think of a name for the child. And then, of course, they go and buy everything that they need for that baby as well as for themselves as a mother. That is all done before that baby even arrives. You see, expectancy is hope, and without hope, there is no faith. Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, "Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Do you see the connection? Faith starts with hope. Without hope, there cannot be faith. Look at the definition of faith. It's complete trust or confidence in something or someone. You see, we say that we pray in faith, but part of faith is hope. And an active expectation. Faith is not asking or believing for something and then doubting. Faith asks and believes that God is working, and it expects and looks forward to the answer with joy. For example, it doesn't pray for a wayward child and then say to a friend over lunch, "I'm so scared that my son ruins his life." Rather, it says, "I can't wait for the day that my son is returned to me and we can be a family again," because you know that God is at work in him. Faith doesn't pray for God to provide for your needs and then complain to a friend that you're so broke that you can't do a certain thing. Rather, it says, "I can't wait to do this or that," because you know that God is making a way. Can you see the difference? Instead of just taking the path of least resistance and believing that whatever will be, it is purposely living in expectation. It is an active expectation. And so you trust that God is not only willing, but able to fulfill his promises in your life. It's also the difference between just surviving and thriving in life. I want to urge you today to take some time before the year is in full swing. And write down some hopes and dreams, because from experience I know that God is faithful, and unlike our usual experiences in life, He will never let us down. The fact that we can look at nature and that attests to it every single day. The sun rises and sets every day without fail. Every night the moon and stars replace it. The sea rushes to and from the shore. And never before have the seasons not changed over at their predetermined time. God is so faithful. From personal experience, I know that God has only ever not risen up to my expectations when it is not His will for my life, or when something that I'm praying for is not good for me, or perhaps even that it's not the right timing. Isn't that just the most perfect Father? And how wonderful is it that He is so faithful to us? God is faithful, but He needs an expectant heart. He needs us to hope. He needs something to work with. Remember what I said, before faith comes hope. Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, and without faith it is impossible to please God. And if you look at one of my favorite verses, Mark 11 verse 24, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them. Do you see the expectancy there? You already believe that you have it once you've prayed for it. And then He grants those to you. I want to ask you again, are you living in expectation? Are you full of excitement that something good is about to happen to you? You see, the sad reality is that you get what you expect. And quite frankly, the opposite of good expectation is just not an option for me. Start dreaming again and expecting wonderful things in your life. Healing, provision, restoration, blessing, these are the promises of God, and there are so many more in the Word of God. I must tell you that I would rather dream big. I would rather dare to be excited for something big than start off with no hope and nothing to look forward to. 2024 has infinite possibilities. Make sure that you go into it with hope and expectation. Corrie ten Boom couldn't have said it any better. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. I want to repeat that for you because I'm leaving you with that phrase. Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. I want to wish each and every one of you a happy new year, and may it truly be your best year ever. Until next week, have a great week. Goodbye.